Outside of a wine tasting or a cheese counter, public sniffing is often considered bad form. But NASA needs a good nose. George Aldrich is a chemical specialist at NASA's White Sands Test Facility in New Mexico, and his job is to smell everything, from computer equipment to aftershave, before it's placed aboard any vessel with astronauts heading into space. Mr. Aldrich joins us from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And why do you have to give the sniff over to anything going into space?
Well, I think most people know that bad odors can actually cause adverse effects. The astronauts are in an enclosed environment. Mm-hmm. Of course, we don't want to put anything that smells offensive. Like I always say, when you're a couple hundred miles in space, you can't roll down the window. So this is kind of a safety factor for the astronauts.
What kind of things do you smell, Mr. Aldrich?
Basically anything that would go inside the capsule that the astronauts would be subjected to it. You know, we do all the paints and the coverings and wire insulation, paper, banners, the ink from the flight plans.
Mm. So do people just like hand you a roll of wire and say, sniff this, Mr. Aldrich?
Not exactly. Number one, we would do toxicity first, and if it passes toxicity, then we would do the odor evaluation. The nurse will actually come up and check our nose and throats.
Make sure your nose is working.
Make sure that our nose is up to snuff, as we say. We take the material, heat it to 120 degrees Fahrenheit for 3 days, 72 hours. And then we call the five people to come up and smell it. And then we rate that on a scale of 0 to 4, 0 being non-detect and 4 offensive.
Now, Mr. Aldrich, without being indiscreet, what do you recall in your career as a sniffer that's been number 4? I just can't take that. Don't put it aboard the spacecraft.
One of them was actually a refrigerator that they had urine samples and everything else. It was actually on one of the shuttles, and I can't remember which flight it was. It was the worst.
Urine samples, huh?
Well, they took the urine samples out, thank goodness, but still it was pretty stinky.
Oh, it's a long flight home, isn't it?
Right.
How did you become a member of the SNF committee? Did someone say, Aldrich, he's got a good nose?
I had to certify my nose, and I have to certify my nose 3 times a year. I don't have any allergies that I know of. I don't have hay fever, so I guess I was a prime candidate for it.
Mr. Aldrich, if you don't mind me asking, are you married?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if your wife has ever turned to you and said something like, you know, George, you could be sniffing Chardonnay.
I don't know if I have the nose for wine smelling, tasting. You know, I've never really looked at making more money out of my nose, basically.
Well, Mr. Aldrich, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Scott.
Good sniffing ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
George Aldrich, chemical specialist at NASA's White Sands Test Facility in Las Cruces, New Mexico.